Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. We are very happy that Rah Rah Riot, the band that met in upstate New York, joins us for a live set from World Cafe Live and conversation about The Orchard, their follow-up to The Rum Line. The new album is the first written without John Pike, the original songwriters in the band who died after disappearing from a post-gig party. His body was found floating in the bay in Rhode Island. Before we get to the stage, I sit down with Milo Bonacci and Wesley Miles from the band to talk about recording this new album in an old house surrounded by a peach orchard. I asked Milo if he was familiar with the house they worked in before they moved in to record.
Yeah, I grew up upstate New York in the Finger Lakes region, and I was there all my life, and I actually spent some time in this house where we wrote most of the album. A couple of weeks, right before the band started.
I read something. You conceptualized the band there.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of free time, and I spent that time. I was playing guitar, and I contacted friends and friends of friends, including Wes and Rebecca and Allie, and all of that, and sort of made plans to start this band while I was at the house. And came together pretty quickly afterwards, and 4 years later, we returned to the house and wrote some songs. And I think it was a great experience, and it was nice to be back there.
Well, all this comes in the wake of The Rum Line, and we talked to you. Rum Line's life was sort of just starting at that point, and that album has taken off in a wonderful way, which may not have left you all that much time to write its follow-up. When you consider that John Pike wrote a lot of the songs on the first one, it was a bit of a challenge for you guys, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say what the difference specifically is with Adam, because you don't know what his contributions would be, but I think we still consider him a part of the band, and as we're writing, there's certainly a lot of influence that he had on, just speaking for myself, on writing melodies and
sources of inspiration.
Lyrical advice that he had given me, and all sorts of stuff that we all learned from him because of his virtuosic musicianship. But so I think it was a challenge, certainly, to be missing such a important person, emotionally, but also musically. But I think that was part of what we had to do at the orchard,
So you actually ended up doing most of the writing there, but not the recording?
Well, yeah. Originally, we had planned on recording the album in its entirety at the house in that same sort of fashion, but kind of last minute things fell through and we had to come up with a plan B. So
they sold it out from under you is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, well, we
not that it was ours, but
yeah, it wasn't ours, but I guess nobody was anticipating the house to be sold in the winter time when we were going to be recording. But
I was going to say, people usually don't sell houses in the winter time.
Yeah, so it's especially in that region, it seems.
Was the band speaking for the band, were you surprised by how the Rum Line took off?
Well, it was never sort of, I mean, when we look back now, I think we're all really pleasantly excited and, maybe surprised, but it wasn't a flash.
Yeah,
thing.
No, not at
so
all. Yeah.
We had, because we had been touring these songs since we started until the Rum Line came out, and then, another 2 years after that. So for us, it's kind of been like a steady sort of thing. And I think we felt like all of our sweat equity has kind of been slowly making returns. But it wasn't like a shock. There was never any shock. But
it was a comfortable rate of growth and seemed very organic from our perspective.
You got some mixing help from Chris Walla?
That's right, yeah.
And Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie. And what about his ears do you guys value that you wanted to take advantage of?
Well, he as you know, produce a lot of records and mix a lot of other records and made some music and albums that I personally like a lot. And we spent some time on the road with him when we were on tour with Death Cab last summer and just really got to talk a lot about approach to recording and music. And ultimately we decided to produce the album ourselves because it was kind of a thing that we needed to do, I think, to grow, but brought him on as mixing so that we could be involved with him or collaborate in some way. But I think he definitely added some nice polish to the record and made it, just sort of brought it together, helped it crystallize a little bit.
Well, we will hear a live set and hear what it all sounds like live, which is sounds great to my ears, as we get a chance to hear the new tunes from the Orchard Rah Rah Riot. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
If I go to Gloucester, you know I will wait there for you. The rum man is waiting there too. You know it's worth the night we wait there. It all falls apart, apart. Come on, come on. My heart sinks to my feet. Oh, what am I supposed to do?
From the stage of World Cafe Live, that is Ra Ra Riot, a really nice session of tunes from The Orchard, the new album, finishing up with that one called True Dramatic. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.